भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम। सो वी लाइक टू वेलकम ऑल द डिवोटीज एंड द गेस्ट्स फॉर द संडे फीस्ट प्रोग्राम। इन स्पाइट ऑफ सच हॉट आफ्टरनून्स, डिवोटीज गैदर टुगेदर हियर टू लिसन टू द ग्लोरिफिकेशन of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. We are very grateful that you have come here this afternoon. I would also like to thank His Grace Shyamananda Prabhu for giving me an opportunity to speak here on the subject of Archanam. Also Sri Mukunda Prabhu, who helped me make this PowerPoint presentation for the subject of Archanam. Gaur Krishna Prabhu, Nilesh Chandekar Prabhu, Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu for setting up the whole thing here. Very, very grateful to all of them. So in the last few weeks we have been hearing from this very beautiful verse of the 7th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. In the 7th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Prahlad is explaining to his father Hiranyakashipu the 9 different ways in which the Supreme Lord can be worshipped and served in devotional service. Shravanam, hearing; Kirtanam, chanting the glories of the Lord; Vishnu Smaranam, remembering the Lord; Pada Sevanam, serving the lotus feet of the Lord; Archanam, worshipping the deity form of the Lord; Vandanam, offering prayers to the Lord; Dasyam, acting as a servant to the Lord; Sakhyam, acting as a friend to the Lord; and Atma Nivedanam, or surrendering everything unto the lotus feet of the Lord. And up until now we have covered the first 4, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, and last week Sanat Kumar Prabhu gave a very wonderful presentation on Pada Sevanam. The subject for discussion today is Archanam, or deity worship. So, Archanam is a very important limb of devotional service, and it involves worshipping the beautiful deity form of the Lord. In the next about an hour and a half, we shall be covering the following topics. First is, what is the need for a deity? What is the identity of a deity? What are the different types of deities? What are the benefits of worshipping a deity? What are the requirements or qualifications needed to worship a deity? What are the different worship procedures? And finally, we shall be giving the conclusion. So definitely an exhaustive topic to be covered, several titles and headings, but we shall try to make it as understandable and as simple as is possible for everyone to understand. First is, each of us might have had a question in our mind. What is the Yuga Dharma for this age of Kali? Harinam Sankirtan. What is the book based on which we can take shelter of the Lord in this age of Kali? Srimad Bhagavatam. We have Harinam Sankirtan, we have the Srimad Bhagavatam, which are the two important processes for the age of Kali. Why do you require a deity? Why do we require worshipping a deity? Mahaprabhu said that amongst all the 9 processes, Shravanam and Kirtanam are the most important. Shravanam, we hear the Srimad Bhagavatam. Kirtanam, we chant the holy name of Krishna. Then why Archanam? Why do we require a deity? What is the need for a deity? Go on. So we shall see 3 points. First is, it is Krishna's desire. Second is, accessibility to the Lord. And third is, degradation with time. Next. First is, it is Krishna's desire. The scriptures explain that all the Upanishads are compared to a cow. And what is the essence of a cow's body? Milk. Just as the essence of a cow's body is milk, all the Upanishads are like a cow, and the essence of all the Upanishads, the milk, is compared to the Bhagavad Gita. The essence of the cow's body is the milk, and the essence of all the Upanishads is the Bhagavad Gita. And what is the essence of the Bhagavad Gita? There are 18 chapters in the Gita. But the essence of all the 18 chapters is given in the middle 6 chapters of the Gita. Chapter number 7 to chapter number 12, the middle 6 chapters speak of the essence of the Gita. And in the middle 6 chapters, what is the essence of all the 6 chapters? The 9th chapter is considered to be the essence of these 6 chapters. And what is the essence of the 9th chapter? The essence of the 9th chapter is the 34th verse of the 9th chapter. And what is that verse? Banmana bhava madbhakto madhya jimam namaskuru mame vaishyasi satya yuktam te atmanam matparayana. This is 1865. I am telling about 934. Okay, so don't think I am making a mistake in the verse. This is a different verse from the 18th chapter. So essence of all Upanishads, Bhagavad Gita. Essence of all the chapters of the Bhagavad Gita, the middle 6 chapters. The essence of the middle 6 chapters, the 9th chapter. And the essence of the 9th chapter, Manmana Bhava Madbhakto Madhyaji Mam Namaskuru. Krishna considers this to be the essence of the Bhagavad Gita and considers this verse to be the most important verse of the Bhagavad Gita, so much so that he repeated it twice. No verse of the Gita Lord Krishna repeated it twice, but this particular verse Lord Krishna repeated it twice. Once in the 9th chapter, 34th verse, and second in the 18th chapter, 65th verse. What does Krishna say? Man mana, fix your mind on me. Mad bhakto, become my devotee. Mad yaji, worship me. And mam namaskuru, offer your obeisances unto me. Mad yaji, worship me. Everyone knows bhaji, not yaji. Right. Krishna says, Madhyaji, worship me with love and devotion. Mam namaskuru, offer your obeisances and pranams unto me. Very wonderful. Krishna ka kya jata hai? Right. He gave the instruction, 9th chapter, 18th chapter, went back to Godhead. And here are all of us in a confused state. He said, fix your mind on me, become my devotee, worship me. Where is Krishna? I want to worship Krishna. I want to become his devotee. I want to offer my obeisances unto him. I want to fix my mind on him. Where is he? Is Krishna available to us? Is Krishna there in front of us? No. Krishna is not in front of us like Krishna was in front of Arjuna. This verse he told Arjuna, it was very easy for Arjuna to practice. Why? Krishna was in front of him. Now we know that we are supposed to practice this verse, but the problem is, Krishna is not in front of us. Next. Krishna appears in this world in 5 different manifestations. The first is called Para. Para means the original form of Lord Krishna. Where does Krishna live? Golok Vrindavan. The form of Lord Krishna in Golok Vrindavan is called Pararupa. That same Lord Krishna expands into four forms, quadruple: Sankarshan, Aniruddha, Vasudev and Pradyumna. All four have four hands,
right?
They are four-handed forms. This form of Krishna is called Vyuha. So Krishna appears as Para in Golok Vrindavan. Then he also appears in these four forms called Vyuha. He appears as Vibhava. Vibhava means those incarnations in which he performs his pastimes. For example, Narsingha, Varaha, Rama, Parshuram, Kurma. All this come under the category of Vibhava, the form of Krishna for his pastimes. The fourth is,
don't press the metal.
The fourth is Antaryami, the super soul, Paramatma, in the heart of each and every single one of us. How many of you have gone to Golok Vrindavan to do Manmana Bhava Madbhakto, to worship the para form of Krishna? Anyone gone here? No one. Any of you have gone to worship the Chatur Vyuha, Sankarshan, Aniruddha, Pradyumna, Vasudev? Kisine dekha hai inko? No one. What about Narsingha, Varaha, Kurma? Anyone met Narsingha Dev? Had a nice talk with him? Vibhava? No. Anyone met the Antaryami Paramatma? Andar se awaaz aati hai. Krishna speaks, but no one has seen, no one has dealt with him, no one has spoken to him. Here we are confronted with a major problem. Krishna has given us the instruction, Manmana Bhava Madbhakto, and here are his four forms, Para, Vyuha, Vibhava and Antaryami, all of them inaccessible to us. No access. Now, even if Krishna comes in this hall, actual Shyam Sundar Krishna from Golok Vrindavan comes in front of us, right here, stands on this Vyasasan, will any of us be able to worship him, Madhyaji? Will we be able to worship Krishna if Krishna comes from Golok Vrindavan and stands on this Vyasasan? No! We cannot worship Krishna in a spiritual form. Why? Krishna has a spiritual body and the soul also has a spiritual body. But the problem is that the soul is covered with a material body made up of matter. Matter can interact with matter, and spirit can interact with spirit. So if we want to worship Krishna in his form made of spirit, spiritual form, what we should do? First give up this body. Right. When we have a spiritual body, then the spiritual body can serve the spiritual body of Krishna. Is it possible? All of us want to do Madhyaji. We should all bring some Tic-20 or Begon spray along with us, so that we eat it, give up body, soul comes out, and spiritual body of the soul and spiritual body of Krishna in Para, Vyuha, Vibhava, Antaryami. Not possible. So then what is the solution? Another solution is, I have a body made up of matter, material body. Krishna, if he comes also in the form of matter, then with a body made of matter, I can worship the form made of matter. Right. So either spirit can worship spirit or matter can deal with matter. Therefore, Krishna very mercifully agrees to appear in the form of the Archa Vigraha or the deity form. I have a body made up of matter, and when Krishna also takes a body in matter, then with a body made up of matter, I can worship Krishna who has taken his form in matter. When Krishna appears in the form of matter, he is called as Archa Vigraha or Archa Avatar. And the example can be given of a father and a child. Just like sometimes there is a father who is very tall, six and a half feet tall.
And the child is about 1.5, 2 feet tall. Very tiny fellow. The father is standing, tall father.
Right.
And now the child wants to get on to the shoulders of the father. Will the child be able to get on? He will need a CD, a ladder, to go on the shoulders of the father. And you hardly get 6 feet long CDs,
right?
Very difficult to get. So what does the father do? You can't come to me.
No problem. I will come to you.
So the father kneels down. When the father kneels down, then the child can approach the father. Just like a child cannot approach a father who is very tall, similarly we who are children in Krishna consciousness cannot approach the para, vyuha, vibhava, antaryami forms of the Lord. And just like the father comes down to the level of the child so that the child can approach him, similarly the Lord comes down to our level in the form of matter so that we can approach him and we can worship him. His Holiness Indragupta Maharaj tells story that when he was a young child, he was very fond of a particular basketball champion. And you know, basketball champions are very tall. Otherwise, how their hands will reach the basketball net? So he was very fond of this basketball champion. And one time his father took him for a basketball tournament. And he was sitting in the stands of the stadium watching the match. After the match was over, young boy, he was just a young child. He came and stood very close to the stands where the players would go by. So this very famous basketball champion came along, tall. Indradyumna Maharaj, the child, was very short. He was looking like that. And he was looking down. And this tall basketball champion came to this child, knelt down, sat down, spoke a few sweet words, and then left. And Indradyumna Maharaj explains, that was his greatness. He was a great basketball champion, I was an ordinary child. But he came down to my level so that he could be accessible to me. And from that day on, Indradyumna Maharaj started loving kids. Because he was loved as a kid by this basketball champion. Anytime you see Indradyumna Swami coming, there will be kids just surrounding him. And he spends hours and hours with the kids. So what is the greatness of a great personality? How much he can come down to people who can't access him. So Krishna, the Supreme Lord, comes down to our level in order that we can worship him. Right? And the wonderful thing of a deity or an archa is what? All the four, para, vyuha, vibhava and antaryami are included in the deity.
Right?
So anyone who worships the deity form of the Lord gets the benefit of worshipping para, vyuha, vibhava and antaryami. So the first point, why do we need a deity? It's Krishna's desire that we worship him and he manifests in the form of matter so that we can worship him. Next. Accessibility to the Lord. One time one person came and asked Srila Prabhupada, why do you need a deity? Krishna is everywhere. Why not worship Krishna everywhere? Why in a temple? Why in a deity? Prabhupada was a genius. He was a mastermind. He was very intelligent. Prabhupada replied by saying, so Krishna is everywhere, then he is in the temple also, no? He is in the deity form also, so why don't you come to the temple? Amongst all the Krishna everywhere, one aspect of his being everywhere is here also. So come here and worship the deity form of the Lord. Yes, Krishna is all pervading. Yes, Krishna is everywhere. Everywhere in this room, in every atom, in the space between two atoms. I want to offer some nice juicy rasgullas to Krishna. Which direction? On top of my head? Northern direction, southern direction. Krishna is everywhere. Can I worship him now? No. Krishna is everywhere. I want to bathe Krishna. Can I bathe Krishna where? I can't. Although Krishna is present everywhere and is all pervading, he becomes accessible to us through the form of a
deity.
And a few examples can be quoted. Next. First is the example of a cow and an udder. The Kulayanava Tantra explains, Gavam sarvanga jahakshira stanamukhad virajate yathasanvatra godeva pratima adishu vijajate. Gavam. What does gavam mean? A cow. Gavam sarva anga jahakshira. Every limb of the cow's body, milk is being formed. What is milk? Blood transformed is milk. In every part of the cow's body, there is milk. There is blood. And the blood in every part of the cow's body is being transformed into milk. Gavam, sarva anga, every part of the cow's body, kshira. Blood is being transformed into milk. So now you want milk. In every part of the cow's body there is milk. Do you get milk from every part of the cow's body? You go and say, thoda doodh chahiye. And where do you get the milk from? From the cow's horns. Do you get milk from there? From the cow's ears. Do you get milk from there? The cow's tail. Do you get milk from there? No. Although milk is present in all the parts of cow's bodies, the milk becomes accessible to us in the udder of the cow. Tatha sarvatra go deva. Similarly, just like milk is present in every part of the cow's body, similarly, the Lord is present in every part of the creation. But just as milk cannot be achieved from any part of the cow's body, similarly the Lord cannot be worshipped anywhere. Just like the milk of the cow becomes accessible in the udder, similarly God becomes accessible in Pratima Adishu Virajate. Pratima in the deity form. The inaccessible Lord everywhere becomes accessible to us. Next. Recently, Sahara TV came to Radha Gopinath Mandir and they were doing a story on our Self-Excellence Skills Seminar. They interviewed a few boys and Shamanand Prabhu. And the day they were supposed to telecast the program, we wanted to see the program. And we were moving around everywhere in the temple campus. No TV, no cable connection. How will we see? Right. The television program was going on right here. All the signals of Sahara TV were here in Radha Gopinath campus. And here I was wanting to see this program. Where? Right. In the air. I couldn't see the program. One devotee very kindly invited me to his house. So I went to his house. And the same program which is going on everywhere in the air right now also, which is inaccessible now, became accessible through the television set. Right now, so many TV programs are going on here. Right. Many Doordarshan programs are going on here. But we have come here not for Doordarshan, we have come here for Darshan of the deities. Right. We are taking Darshan from a distance. People who are sitting behind, they are having Doordarshan of the deity, Radha Gopinath. So, the signals are everywhere, but inaccessible. They become accessible to us through the form of a TV. Just like inaccessible signals become accessible in a TV, the inaccessible Lord everywhere becomes accessible in the form of a deity. All of you are very thirsty. I know it's a Sunday afternoon. It's so hot and we are also thirsty. Water is there everywhere in the air. Moisture is present everywhere in the air. But in a Sunday feast program, I don't see devotees doing, you know, moving their tongue along, opening their mouth to take some drops of moisture so that their thirst can be quenched. Moisture is present everywhere in the atmosphere, but when their moisture comes through a tap in the form of water, it becomes accessible to us. Just like inaccessible water becomes accessible through a tap, similarly, the inaccessible Lord becomes accessible to us in the form of a deity. So why is a deity needed? The Lord is everywhere. but he becomes accessible to us. Remember, the first one was it is Krishna's desire. Second is accessibility to the Lord. And third is degradation with time. A devotee sent me an SMS message. He said, Ek yug tha, sat yug, jab log apne gharon par likhte the, atithi devo bhav. Wo yug chala gaya. Phir treta yug aaya. Is yug mein logon ne apne gharon pe likha, shubh labh. Atithi devo bhav ne, abhi hamara shubh labh hona chahiye. One side shubh, one side labh. Treta yug bhi chala gaya. Dwapar yug aaya. अब लोगों ने वो भी छोड़ दिया और लिखा सुस्वागतम वेलकम. द्वापर युग चला गया, कलयुग आ गया, अब लोगों ने घर पे लिखा कुत्तों से सावधान. एवरीथिंग डिग्रेड्स विथ टाइम. एज द टाइम पासस बाय, सत्ययुगा, त्रेता युगा, द्वापर युगा, कलयुगा, थिंग्स गो ऑन डिग्रेडिंग. One devotee was mentioning story that in the golden age, Satyayuga, people when they would want to offer something to God, what they would do? They would offer everything to God. They would actually offer everything to God. Right. Then when the next Yuga came, they drew a circle. And they threw their money in the air, whatever falls in the circle is God's, the rest is ours. The next yuga came, Dwapar Yuga. Now they thought circle means too much money will fall inside, then we'll lose. So they drew a line. Whatever falls on the right hand side is God's, whatever falls on the left hand side is ours. And then Kali Yuga came, they threw everything in the air, said God, whatever you can catch is yours, rest is ours. You see? So everything is on a rapid decline in the age as time passes by. Things go on degrading as time passes by. In the 7th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a mention why the deity was introduced. When the deity worship was introduced, it is explained, in Satyayuga, people did not envy each other. People did not have disrespectful dealings amongst each other. They cooperated with each other. They loved each other. There was no conception of a false ego. But as time passed by, things went on degrading. In Treta Yuga, people started disrespecting each other. What to speak of others, even Vaishnavas and devotees, there was disrespect amongst each other. They were not following the orders of the superiors. Correct. At that time the Lord decided. They are not understanding each other. There is disrespect amongst each other. Anything a Vaishnava does, aisa kyun kiya? Why does he do like that? Vaishnavas were questioned in Treta Yuga. The Lord decided. Enough of that. I will come now in the form of a deity. Because how will they go and question deity? There is disrespect amongst devotees. There is a tendency to question the deities, devotees. But one cannot question the deity. A person is less prone to question the deity. And therefore, deity worship was started first in Treta Yuga. And then it became very prominent in Dwapara Yuga. What is the need for a deity? Because there is mutual disrespect amongst devotees, lack of cooperation, the tendency to question the activities of a devotee. Therefore, deity. Chalo, go worship the deity. Deity is not going to, you cannot question the deity, why you do like that. But in Kali Yuga, things go so low, what to question, speak of questioning a devotee, people even start questioning a deity. A person came to Srila Prabhupada and asked Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, why does the deity sleep very early and get up so late? We in Bombay, we sleep late and get up also late. Why does the deity sleep so early and get up so late? So much rest for the deity. Prabhupada said, you fool, why are you questioning the deity also? He is the supreme personality of Godhead. He is Swarat, independent. He can do anything.
Right.
So when you start worshipping the deity, you have to accept the fact that Krishna is Swarat. And you can't question him. A reporter came to Srila Prabhupada and asked Srila Prabhupada, Swamiji, why such big carts? Why such big ruts for Jagannath? Questioning the deity also now. Questioning Jagannath. Why such big cars for Jagannath? So Prabhupada replied back, you are an insignificant tiny fellow. You are small, you need a small car. Jagannath is big. The master of the whole universe. How big car he needs? What we are giving is small only.
Right.
We cannot give such big car. He is the master of the universe. Prabhupada writes, in Kali Yuga, even deity worship becomes very difficult. Why? Because people in Treta Yuga at least did not question the deity. But in Kali Yuga, people question even the deity form of the Lord. Therefore, Prabhupada writes in the purport to this verse, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not install any deity in all the years he stayed on this planet. Everywhere he went, what did he do? He preached the Harinam Sankirtan movement. His Holiness Mukund Maharaj was once here and he said that when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu travelled all over the planet Earth, he did not open big temples. He built temples in the hearts of the people whom he was preaching to by giving the Harinam Sankirtan movement. One time Srila Prabhupada was in Kumbh Mela and there was a pujari. It was early morning and Kumbh Mela, you know, in Allahabad. So cold, chilling cold. The pujari came for offering Mangalarti. Devotees were singing Mangalarti. The pujari took the matchbox and was about to light the ghee lamp. You know what happens to a matchbox when it is very cold? Becomes soggy, wet. You can't light the matchstick. He tried his level best. Couldn't. Now Mangalarti must go on. The lamp has to be offered. So what generally we do? We take the matchbox. We give some heat. And we try to light the matchstick.
Right.
But on the altar, how can you use the air of your mouth on the matchstick? You can't do that for the deity. Helplessly, this pujari turned towards Prabhupada and looked towards him. Prabhupada said, never mind. This is not the age of deity worship. This is the age of Harinam Sankirtan.
Right.
So someone might say, if this is the age of Harinam Sankirtan, then why have you opened such big temples? Why have you installed deities, Radha Gopinath, Gopalji, Gaur Nitai, and to add to all of them, two more came, Lalita Vishakha.
Right.
Why? Once a reporter came to Srila Prabhupada and asked Srila Prabhupada, why have you opened such gorgeous temples? Why such gorgeous deity worship? Prabhupada was walking on a morning walk and this person questioned him. Prabhupada took his cane and pointed to a hole in the ground. Prabhupada said, I can go and stay in this hole and give pravachan there also. Will you come? Because you will not come in that hole. Therefore, we have built such big temples and have deities so that all people can be attracted and they can come here to hear and chant the glories of the Lord. So, what is the need of a deity? Number one, it is Krishna's desire. Man mana bhava mad bhakto. Madhyaji, worship how? In the form of a deity. Number two, the inaccessible Lord becomes accessible. And number three, because of mutual disrespectful dealings, deity worship began in the age of Kali Yuga. Next. What is the identity of the deity? Srila Prabhupada always explained that the deity is non-different from Krishna. One should not think that this is a piece of stone, piece of marble, piece of metal standing on the altar. What we see here on the altar is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, actually standing. Doesn't seem like, no? Doesn't appear like that. But it is a fact. One time a devotee came and told Srila Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, I think Krishna is in the holy name of the Lord." Prabhupada replied by saying, "Krishna is not in the holy name, Krishna is the holy name. It is not that Krishna is in the deity, Krishna is the deity form of the Lord." So what is the identity of the Lord deity? Krishna and the deity are non-different. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, and when he was on his way to Jagannath Puri, he came to a beautiful place called Sakshi Gopalpur. And there he saw the beautiful form of Sakshi Gopal, the deity of Sakshi Gopal. Just a week back I was there in Jagannath Puri and saw the beautiful tall form of Sakshi Gopal, more than life size, at least 6 feet high deity, beautiful deity. And we know the story of Sakshi Gopal. Old Brahman and young Brahman went together on pilgrimage. The pilgrimage ended in Vrindavan. The old Brahman was very satisfied. "My dear young Brahmana, I am very satisfied by your services. Please take my daughter's hand in marriage. I promise you." He said, "No, I am poor, you are rich. Your family members will object. Don't worry. I promise." "Who is the witness?" The young Brahman said, "Let's go to the temple of Gopal." So the young Brahman and old Brahman came to the temple of Gopal in Vrindavan. And the old Brahman said, "In front of the deity of Gopal, I promise to give you my daughter's hand in marriage." And both of them went their way. The old Brahman came to Vidyanagar in South India where he lived. The young Brahman was thinking, 6 months have passed, 1 year has passed, still the old Brahman, no news from him. What should be done? He went to Vidyanagar. Not that he wanted to get married so urgently. He was feeling that if I don't get married to this girl of this Brahmana, this Brahman will incur sin on him because he has promised in front of Gopal. So when he came there, the son of the old Brahman said, "Forget about it. You must have given some dhatura seeds to my father, and in that intoxication you must have taken this promise. By the way, who was the witness?" The young Brahman said, "Gopal deity in Vrindavan." "Is it really? Get the deity to Vidyanagar in South India." He said, "Okay." So the young Brahman went to Vrindavan. In front of the deity of Gopal, he said, "My dear Lord, please come with me and bear witness that old Brahman had promised." Said, "Oh, have you ever heard of a deity walking?" The young Brahman said, "If a deity can talk like you talk now, it can also walk. So come with me." Right. And the deity started walking behind the young Brahmana. The condition was not to look behind. "If you look behind, I'll stay there." As soon as he came at the outskirts of Vidyanagar, the Nupur of the deity wasn't to be heard. So the Brahman thought, "Has he come or not? Let me verify." So he turned back. And the deity stood there saying, "Now you build me a temple here, I won't move from here." Right. So then the Brahman went and called all the people. Come, Gopal has come to bear witness. And Gopal spoke saying, "I was the witness to this instance, and the young Brahmana got married to the daughter of the old Brahmana." From that day on, Prabhupada says, this deity was called as Witness Gopal, or the deity of Sakshi Gopal. Later this deity was moved from Vidyanagar to a place close to Jagannath Puri. Right. And then when Lord Chaitanya came there, Lord Chaitanya said, "Pratimanah tumi sakshat Brajendra Nandan vipralagi karatumi akarya karan." "Pratimanahi tumi, my dear Lord, I see you in the form of Sakshi Gopal. You are not just a deity, you are sakshat Brajendra Nandan. You are the Lord standing here on the altar. And for that Brahmana, you did something which the deities generally do not do. Talk, walk." Right. Have you, any of you ever had an experience of a deity talking to you? If the deity would talk to you, then you would be convinced that is Krishna. Or a deity walking? If the deity would walk, you would be convinced that is Krishna. I'll tell you a story from Bombay. About two and a half months back. This story took place here in Bombay, right? In one of the areas of Bombay, Parel, Right. In one devotee's home, devotees had gathered together to perform Sankirtan on Ekadashi. And they were all chanting Sankirtan. Jagannath, Baldev and Subhadra deities were there on the altar. And what happened? As all the devotees were chanting Kirtan, not one, not two, 10 to 15 devotees saw Jagannath, Baldev and Subhadra turning, shifting towards the kitchen side. Right. All three turned towards the kitchen and they are still wondering why they did. Are they liking the prasad or not? You know, maybe they are saying make good prasad, or maybe they are showing Jagannath, so I need chappan bhog, not four bhog. Right. And then the devotees had to actually shift the three deities back. Right. And in Mayapur, at Simantadvip also, there is a temple of Jagannath, Baldev and Subhadra. So the pujaris tell different stories, real stories. One time the pujari was decorating the deity of Lord Jagannath. So he put jewelry, one mala, two malas, three malas, fourth mala fell off. The pujari picked it up very calmly, put it again it fell off. Third time he picked it, put it again it fell off. As he was about to put it the fourth time, Jagannath said, "Rascal, don't you understand, I don't want the fourth one." You see? This is a real story. Just I visited that temple, Simantadvip temple, just few years back, deity speaking to the devotee. If Radha Gopinath would speak to us, or in the middle of the Kirtan, Gornitai would walk down and start dancing in Sankirtan, then probably we would be convinced that the deity and Krishna are non-different. For us, how can we believe that Krishna and the deity are non-different? Next. What is the proof that Krishna and his deity are non-different? First is logic. The example of a currency note. Anyone here has 500 rupee note in the pocket? Oh, very good. Thank you. It's on the slide also. Right. Same note. Correct? This is our Sitaram Prabhu. He is giving us his 500 rupee note. You know what I am going to do with this note now? Tear it to pieces. He'll get a heart attack, you know. If I tear this note to pieces. Hard work, and then he has got this currency note. Look at what I do with this note. 500 rupees note. Should I throw it away? Look at his face, you know. How much anxiety is going through. It is usable, therefore I didn't tear it. Right. Nothing, no? What is this? What is this? 500 rupees. Note. Money. What is this? Paper. Right? I make 1,000 pieces and Sitaram Prabhu is the least affected. No influence on him. Correct? This is paper and this is also paper. Right. Both are paper only. But one paper I tear, no one feels bad. But when I start tearing this paper, you all feel very bad. You all feel few nuts are loose, I think. Why is tearing a currency note? Right. So what is the difference between this paper and this paper? The difference between this paper and this paper is there is a stamp of Reserve Bank of India on this paper. Main dharak ko 500 rupaye ada karne ka vachan leta hoon. Governor Vimal Jalan, Governor K.C. Pal, Governor Manmohan Singh. Different notes, different governors. Right. As soon as a stamp is put, does it act as paper any longer? Is excess paper? You go to Bhelwala's shop and his paper is over for Bhel. There is no problem. Mere jeb mein hai na paper. Te kisme de do Bhel. Do you do that? Raddi wala comes to your house, you say, "Tijori mein bahut raddi pada hai." Take this Raddi with you. Do we say like that? No. Now, it does not act as paper. It acts as currency, money. It has purchasing power. This is also paper. This is also paper. But as soon as it is stamped by government, it stops acting as paper. It starts acting as money. This is also marble. And that standing on top is also marble. But this is marble and that is deity. This is paper and that is currency note, money. Paper became money because the government stamped it. Marble stone becomes deity. Who stamps it? Right. When a pure devotee of the Lord invites the Lord to stay in the form made of marble, then it is no longer a stone. It is Krishna. Don't think this is a statue of Krishna and Krishna is inside. No. This is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, standing here on the altar. Next. Prabhupada often gave the example of the letterbox. Right? We know the story of the, we know the example of the letterbox. We have a general post office, the government post office, main post office, and we also have a letterbox in our local area. Whether you go and post your letter in the general post office, government post office, or you post your letter in the letterbox, both will reach. So Krishna's para, vyuha, vibhava, antaryami forms are compared to GPO. And Krishna's deity form is compared to a letterbox. Very easily accessible to you. Aapki area mein hai. You don't have to go to the GPO. And what is the letter compared to? The letter is compared to our prayers. When we offer our prayers to the deity, actually Krishna is hearing our prayer. Just like when we put our letter in a bona fide letterbox, the letter reaches its destination. So logically based on simply the example of the currency note, we understand that Krishna is non-different from the deity. How does the Lord manifest in the form of a deity? Just like Krishna appears in this world. How did Krishna appear in this world? Did Devaki and Vasudev come together and then Krishna appeared? First Krishna appeared in the heart of Vasudev, then to the mind of Devaki, and then from the womb of Devaki Krishna appeared. Similarly, first the beautiful deity form of the Lord manifests in the pure consciousness of a devotee. From there, it comes to the mind of a devotee. Then the devotee tells the sthapati how to carve the deity. And then in stone the beautiful form of the Lord comes. Do not think that the sthapati is one who gives form to the Lord. Otherwise, we give so many different conditions but the Lord doesn't come in that form. Like one of our devotees, he gave the deity of Krishna, the lotus feet should be like Madhav. And the Tribhanga should be like Gopinath. And the face should be like Shyam Sundar. So he gave the picture of the lotus feet of Madhav and the hip of Gopinath and the face of Shyam Sundar in Vrindavan and said, now make a deity with these three forms together. And somewhere close the sthapati could make. But not exactly the same. Which means, it is not just a sculpture made by a sthapati. It is Krishna appearing. Do you know Shaligram Shilas? When they are formed from the river Gandaki, who is the sculptor of Shaligram Shila? Who is the sthapati who makes Shaligram Shila? The sthapati who makes Shaligram Shila is an insect. It is an insect called Vajrakitam. This insect Vajrakitam goes in this round stone and makes all the chakra, the shankha, the gadha, which is there on Shaligram. Right? Why not Shah Rukh Khan's picture he carves? Why not the picture of Sachin Tendulkar? The Vajrakitam only makes Shankh, Chakra, Gada, Padma, Dhvaja, not any other symbols. He is inspired by the Lord from within the heart to make a particular symbol. This is how the Lord appears in this world. Next. Second proof is practical experience. Whenever we pray to the deity, we see the deity reciprocating with us. Right. We make a prayer and the deity will reciprocate with the prayers. And we have a very beautiful story from New Vrindavan. Swarup Damodar Prabhu was telling this beautiful story of Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Chandra from New Vrindavan. This story will prove to us that the deity and Krishna are not different from each other. Right. So I was telling story that Radha Vrindavan Chandra have beautiful dresses and beautiful outfits in which they are decorated. And the dresses of Radha Vrindavan Chandra are made of heavy jari work. So they give these dresses to the laundry for dry cleaning. So one particular very expensive outfit was given to the laundry for dry cleaning. When the devotee came to collect that dress outfit, he found, when he came back to the temple, that Radharani's upper garment was missing. And instead, there was a small frock of a 5-year-old girl. Now, of course, you can't put Radharani a small frock. That thing was missing. So he called up the laundry and said that Radharani's upper garment is missing. Would you kindly somehow or the other find out where it is? The man from the laundry tried his level best, could not trace. Several months passed. It was about a year that had passed. After a year, an American lady, Christian lady, has nothing to do with Hare Krishna's. She came to the laundry. She brought the garment of Srimati Radharani, upper garment. And she said, this upper garment of Srimati Radharani came in exchange to me. Here I have brought. Of course, she didn't say the upper garment of Radharani. This cloth came in exchange. She said, I want to know whose cloth is this. So the laundry man called up the devotees. The devotees came. She asked, whose cloth is this? I want to know. The devotee said, if you want to know whose cloth it is, come to the temple tomorrow and you will come to know whose cloth it is. And the devotee gave the address. So this American lady came to New Vrindavan temple in West Virginia and the darshan was closed. The pujaris had dressed Radha Vrindavan Chandra in the same dress now. Right, the same garment which was missing. And this American lady came in. The darshan opened. Radha Vrindavan Chandra were dressed very beautifully and gorgeously. And the lady started crying bitterly, weeping, sobbing, and started shouting, I knew that this must be some cloth of God. Right. Now, all the devotees were surprised. They asked this lady, what happened? How do you know this is God? Said, I am convinced that this is God standing on the altar. And the lady started narrating her story. She said, I had a daughter who was about 5 years old. And this daughter a year back was diagnosed to have leukemia, blood cancer. As her condition worsened, the doctor said she won't survive for more than few months. She was going through excruciating pain, crying, weeping practically all the time. She couldn't bear the pain. And one fine day I took all the clothes for laundry and I took my daughter's frock also. And my daughter's frock got exchanged for this garment. As soon as this garment came to my house, my daughter grabbed this garment and clasped it to her chest. And every single day from morning till evening, she would never let go of this garment. She would just keep embracing this garment. Even during fruit, she would keep this garment on her lap. And surprisingly, from the day the garment came in her life, she was in excruciating pain, but she never wept. Every day she was simply smiling, looking at the garment, smiling, embracing the garment, smiling. And we wanted to take it off and give it to the laundry, but we thought she's anyways in her final days, she's attached to this cloth, we won't give it. So she kept this cloth. And just a week back, my 5-year-old daughter passed away. How she passed away? She was having this garment clasped in her arms and a sweet smile on her face. She departed from this world. The lady said, "I was convinced beyond doubt, this cannot be an ordinary garment. Unless this garment belongs to God or something divine, it cannot bring such a change and transformation in the life of my daughter." And therefore, she was not even a devotee. But how the deity is reciprocated is the proof that they are not some stone pieces standing on the altar. They are actually Sri Sri Radha Krishna standing on the altar. Next. From practical experience, everyone, all of us will be convinced that Krishna is non-different from the deity. Right. Krishna Prasad. How many of you sitting here in the hall have got experience that prasad tastes different from the food available outside? Right. All of us are convinced that prasad tastes different. The flavor is different. One brahmachari was telling the story yesterday that when he just became a devotee in his house, his mother and father were not so favorable initially. So every day he would only eat dahi rice for breakfast, for lunch, for dinner, dahi rice only. So mother felt, poor fellow, you know, just because of not eating onion garlic, he has to eat dahi rice. So mother agreed to cook without onion and garlic. So she started cooking without onion garlic. So this devotee thought, I might as well tell her to offer. So he got a deity of Gopalji, Laddu Gopal. And put the deity of Laddu Gopal and mother started offering. So everyone, first day, mother cooked for other relatives with onion garlic. And for the devotee, she cooked without onion garlic, offered to Gopal. It was prasad. And it was too much remaining. So she served to the other family members also. And the father and the brothers said to the mother, "Kya dala isme? What you added? You know, it has such special flavor." So the mother said, "I didn't add anything. All I did was our son told to offer to Gopal, no onion garlic, so I did." Father said, "Stop onion garlic, and everyday food should be offered to Gopal deity." And from that day on, the whole family started taking Krishna Prasad. All of us have experience that the flavor is different. Devotees tell that in our house we have taken recipe for khichdi from Chopati temple. And all have tried different times, but संडे का जो खिचड़ी है ना वो बहुत अच्छा है. And devotees travel all the way from Mira Road and Vasai, you know for what? अरे lecture ठीक है, बहुत सुन लिया, लेकिन 10 बजे का खिचड़ी, that is very nice, special flavor, right? Take this piece of marble and offer khichdi to it, gets that flavor. Take this piece of wood and offer khichdi to it, gets that flavor? No. When you offer it to this piece of stone, then it gets that flavor. How? Because this is not stone. This is Krishna. Secondly, also we find, when we take Krishna Prasad, there is a transformation that comes. In America, in one particular city, there was a man, very much against devotees. Whenever the devotees would go for Harinam Sankirtan, he would take stones and throw and beat them. Right. And devotees would not say nothing. Give him one cookie, prasad. He would throw the cookie away. Again, when devotees would come, beat. Devotees would give cookie, throw it away. One day he thought, they are giving me cookie again and again. Let me see what it is. So he took cookie and gave one on the face of one devotee. Bet him and ate that cookie. Right. Next time devotees came, he begged very slowly. He said, "Give me that cookie, no?" He took cookie. Next time when devotees came, he just gave bad words, didn't beat. Give cookie. Next time when devotees came, bad words also went. Cookie. Next time when devotees came, said, "What do you chant? Hare Krishna? Tell me also how to chant." He also started chanting Hare Krishna, but give me cookie. In 6 months, this person became the temple president of a temple in America. Right. Right. How? Simply by Krishna Prasad. How can it be so if the deity is simply some wood or stone? Take a piece of stone. Take a chunk of metal. Take a lump of clay. Right. And offer your food. Will it change the lives? No. In our medical college programs, you know, when the program begins, no, lecture starts, 2 people are sitting. 15 minutes lecture is finished, 15 minutes over, 5 people. Half an hour lecture over, 10 people. Lecture finished, 15 people. Kirtan begins, 20 people. Kirtan gets over, 30 people. Prasadam prayers over, 60 people. Suddenly. Right. 60 people. And we have been seeing this week after week after week for the last 10 years now. And simply by taking prasad week after week, many people sitting here in this hall have become devotees. Right. How if the deity is not Krishna? So by practical experience, we are convinced that Krishna and his deity are non-different. So what is the identity of Krishna, deity? Krishna and deity non-different based on logic and based on practical experience. Next. What are the different types of deities? Shaili daru mai lohi lepya lekhya cha saikati mano mai mani mai pratima ashtavidha smrita. A deity can be made from pratima ashtavidha, can be made from 8 different kinds of ingredients. First is shaili or a stone, darumai or a wood, lauhi out of metal, lepya out of earth, lekhya painting, right, shaikati on sand, manomai mind, manimai jewels. We have only shaili deities here, made out of stone. Can you think of a darumai deity? Jagannath. Can you think of a lepya deity, made out of earth? Anytime you go on Govardhan parikrama around Govardhan, you will find them making Giridhari and Govardhan out of cow dung or earth on ground. Any example of painted deity? No, these paintings are there, but where the main deity is made out of paint. Mor Kutir in Barsana. Radha Man Bihari at Man Mandir, made out of lekhya or painting. Deity in mind. Shri Dhamapuru told story of that Brahman, Pratishthanpur. In the mind he was offering sweet rice. Manomaya deity. So deities can be made out of these 8 elements, but the main element out of which deity is generally found to be made is shaili or stone. A very leading and prominent Sri Vaishnava Acharya has written an article called A Saga in Stone. And very beautifully he explains the mercy of the Lord. Lord Krishna, whenever he comes to this world, has had very intimate relation with stone. In Satya Yuga, when Lord Krishna appeared in this world as Narsingadev, he appeared from a stone pillar. In Treta Yuga, when Lord came as Ramachandra, he delivered Ahalya from a stone and he made a Setu Bandha out of stone. Every Leela there is some relation with stone. In Dwapar Yuga, when Krishna came as Krishna himself, he used a stone mortar to deliver Nalakuver and Manigriva. Again stone. But when he comes in Kali Yuga, he used stone to appear, he used stone to deliver, he used stone to make a bridge. But in Kali Yuga, he appears in the form of a stone. Right. And this reveals 2 qualities of the Lord. One is called Saulabhya, second is called Ashrit Vatsalya. Saulabhya means Krishna, who is the Lord of Vaikuntha, becomes very easily accessible. Sulabhata. He who has cool breezes comes and stands on the altar where it is very hot and humid. Right. Just see, no air conditioner also. simply fans and it is so hot. Simply to give benefit to us, sulabhata, very easily becomes accessible. And ashrita vatsalya. Out of his love, he becomes ashrita, dependent on us. He has Lakshmiji cooking thousands of bhogas for him. But we have to offer bhoga to him. And is it of that standard? No. Sometimes rabdi has salt in it.
Right.
And buttermilk has sugar in it. So many times we have experienced. So many times when the bhoga is offered to the Lord. Just imagine, is it up to his mark, up to his standard? But still, ashrita vatsalya becomes ashrita to his devotee. So these are the different types of deities, and the main deity is Shaili or deity made out of stone. Next. Now we shall discuss what are the benefits of worshipping a deity. The benefits of worshipping deity. First, purification from material contamination. Second, transforming a place into a holy place. Third, to overcome non-devotional tendencies. Fourth, to steady the unsteady mind. Fifth, engagement for all senses. And sixth, detachment. We will cover one by one, each at a time, and see how we are benefited by the worship of the deity. Purification from material contamination. People always say, Harinam is the Yuga Dharma, Bhagavat is the scripture for the age of Kali. Why deity? One can chant the holy name and Bhagavat properly when one is pure from material contamination. And deity worship helps us to become purified of the material contamination in our heart. Can we go and jump into the water and not be wet? No. If we go and jump in water, we will be wet. Similarly, most of us here have to deal with people outside, have to deal with the material atmosphere. Can we go in the material atmosphere and not be affected? No. Just like we can't go in the water and remain dry, similarly we can't go outside and remain unaffected. When we deal with the material world, our heart becomes contaminated. And therefore, deity worship helps in purifying our heart. The classic example comes in the third canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Vidura was living with Dhritarashtra and Duryodhana. Vidura was a great devotee of the Lord. Duryodhana badly insulted Vidura. Vidura was giving good advice to Duryodhana. Give up your enmity against the Pandavas and take shelter of Lord Krishna. But Duryodhana did not understand. Duryodhana insulted Vidura in such nasty words. Vidura immediately gave up his home and went to all the different places of pilgrimage. Gaja havayat tirthapada. He visited the different places of pilgrimage. And what was there in the places of pilgrimage? Yani sahastramurte. In every place of pilgrimage there is deity form of the Lord, which is worshipped very beautifully. Go to any holy place, there is a temple. Yani sahastramurti. Different deities of the Lord are worshipped. Prabhupada raises question. When Vidura was visiting holy places of pilgrimage, Krishna was present on the earth in Dwarka. Why did he not go and approach Krishna directly to purify of material contamination? Prabhupada replies, deity form of the Lord is more merciful than Krishna sometimes. Therefore, Vidura approached all the different deity forms of the Lord. And Prabhupada tells how in India there are different deity forms of the Lord. You go to Odisha, you will find Lord Jagannath. And you see Jagannath's hands are in front like this. You go travel from Odisha to West Bengal, you will find Panchatattva. Jagannath now takes his hands up and becomes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Right, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. go from Odisha to Rajasthan, Nathdwar. Mahaprabhu takes one hand down and one hand up. He becomes Srinathji or Lord Gopal in Nathdwar, Rajasthan. Then go from Rajasthan to Karnataka, you will see Udupi Krishna. One hand was already like that, the one hand which was up also comes down to hold butter and a churning rod. Go from Karnataka to Mathura, Vrindavan, the two hands which were in front comes on the side, becomes Shyam Sundar, holds the flute. Come from Mathura, Vrindavan down to Maharashtra, Pandharpur, both hands come on the waist and he becomes Lord Vitthal. And our Sudama Prabhu says, this is Bhagawan ke haath ki safai. Right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. PT exercises for Lord Krishna. You see. So all the different holy forms of the Lord, holy places of pilgrimage are filled with deity forms. Vidura went to these holy places to purify his heart of material contamination by worshipping Adhishthitoyani Sahastramurte. Sahastramurte. There are so many different deity forms of the Lord available. Prabhupada cautioned us, when you go to the holy places, one should not just go to see the deity or to take bath in the river. What should one do? Hear from the great saints. Once Gaurang Prabhu was mentioning in one of his classes, people do not know why the devotees are doing so much kharcha for the archa. Right. For archa, we are doing so much kharcha. They don't know why we are doing so much kharcha for archa, because they do not come and hear Bhagavat charcha. Right. If you go to the holy places and if you hear Bhagavat charcha, then you will understand why we are doing so much kharcha for the archa. Right. The deity form of the Lord. Pejavar Swami in Udupi, he made a kavach for Udupi Krishna which was worth lakhs of rupees. And a reporter came and questioned him, why so much expenditure on the Lord? He is only a piece of stone. Pejavar Swami replied by saying, the President of India, right, he has a bodyguard, you know, 24 hours duty. Each bodyguard of the President of India is paid lakhs of rupees as salary. And so much money is being spent on defense, no one questioned. Moon landing project. Millions and millions of dollars were spent and no one landed on the moon. Right. They brought some rocks from there, as if rocks were not available here. Right. And then everyone is clapping. Very good, very good, very good. No one questioned why so much money was wasted there. And now India is also having a moon landing expedition. No one questions why so much money is being wasted there to get stone. But when money is being spent on the deity, then why so much money being spent? Right. This form of the Lord is going to bring peace, harmony and happiness all over the world, and people are questioning why so much kharcha on the archa. Right. I was in Mayapur watching the Abhishek of Lord Narsingadev on Narsingha Chaturdashi, and one student from IIT Kharagpur was standing right next to me and he told me, Prabhuji, all of you say that deity is a person, Krishna is a person. So you offer bhoga to him, like we eat food, you give him food. Like we put clothes, you put him clothes. Like you need a fan, he needs a fan. But do you take bath with milk, with honey, with dahi, with fruit juices, with herbs? Why do you bathe the form of the Lord with all of these stupid substances? Now just imagine, you know, if you take a bath of honey, what will happen to you? Sticky for the next 1 week, right? How can we bathe the Lord with all of these substances? Actually, I did some research in this area and I had asked Sri Mukund Prabhu to make a slide. All the pictures were also there, but unfortunately he didn't make that slide, right? And one of our devotees even gave me that soap. It's in my locker. I was going to bring, but I forgot. Right, I forgot to bring it here. I just did some research and found that there are milk soaps available. Pure milk soaps. There are honey soaps available. There are fruit soaps available. Mango soaps. pomegranate soaps, grape soaps, no jokes. The company brand names are also there with me if anyone wants further information. Right. All the brand names are also there.
Correct.
There is yogurt soap, dahi, soap made out of dahi.
Right.
So, now all of us are turning back to the same things. We also want to take mango bath. Right. But we can't take pure mango bath. Alfonso mango is 350-400 rupees dozen. So, chalo, mango soap se kaam bana lenge. Right. We can't take pure milk bath, pure honey bath. So expensive. So now all these soaps are available in the market. Did you know that Cleopatra would every day take bath in milk and honey? Every day she would take bath with milk and honey so that her skin could be very soft. Which means the Vedas speak the benefits of each of these items. If you go to Ayurveda, you will find how each of this item is beneficial for the body and the skin. So we are giving the Lord pure thing. Why use mango soap to scrub? We will use amras for the Lord's bath. Why use some honey soap where there are so many chemicals? We will use pure honey. Why use some milk soaps? We will use pure milk. So why do we bathe the Lord with all of these ingredients? Because these are the ingredients with which one is supposed to bathe. Now we are bathing with all of these different chemicals. That's another thing, you see. And after all, the Lord likes it. I asked some of you, what do you like? I said, ice cream. Which one you like? I like mango flavor. Which one you like? I like Baskin Robbins only. I don't like any other one. I don't like Baskin Robbins. Why you like? I like. Why you like? I like. There are so many brands available. I just like it. Right? So you who have tiny independence, when we ask you, you say, why are you questioning? Just because I like it, I take it. Krishna is fully independent, Swarat. He likes all of these things. Why should we question? Right. So therefore, only when we hear from devotees, then we will understand. By hearing charcha, we will understand why so much kharcha for the archa. So now someone might think, like Vidura went to the holy places of pilgrimage, should I also go there? Too much kharcha again. Right. Vrindavan, Mathura, if I want to see DT and do DT worship, should I go here and there? No. Next. Anytime you worship a deity, that place becomes a holy place. You don't have to go to the holy place. Wherever a deity is worshipped, that becomes the holy place of the Lord. The Bhagavatam 7th canto explains, Yatra yatra hare archa sadesha shreya sampadam yatra gangadayo nadyaha Puraneshu cha vishruta yatra yatra hare archa jahan jahan hari ke arch vigrah ki puja ki jaye, wherever the deity form of the Lord is worshipped, that becomes a holy place of pilgrimage. And anyone who wants shreyasam, topmost benefit, he should worship such a place and perform his Krishna consciousness. When you chant Hare Krishna at home or in college or in hostel, you will get some benefit. But when you chant Holy Hare Krishna in Vrindavan Jagannathpuri, 1,000 times benefit. Will you go to Vrindavan Jagannathpuri? No need. Come to Radha Gopinath Mandir. The deity forms of the Lord are worshipped. This becomes a holy place of pilgrimage. Any spiritual activity which is performed in this holy place of pilgrimage will get benefit 1,000 times more. And this is not the verdict of my opinions. This is Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7. And in the next verse, verse 30, different holy places are mentioned. Pushkar, Chitrakoot, Bindu Sarovar, Badrinath, Pulaha Ashram, so many lists is given. Right. And then it is explained by the Acharyas that all of these are holy places. Etan Deshan, all of these places should be visited. And the deity should be worshipped there. When Prabhupada translates Etan Deshan, he says in the translation, I'll read it out. Similarly, places outside India where there are centers of Krishna consciousness movement and Radha Krishna deities are worshipped must all be visited and worshipped by those who want to be spiritually advanced. One who intends to advance in spiritual life must visit all these places and perform ritualistic ceremonies to get benefit at least 1,000 times more.
Right?
So do we have to go to Vrindavan? Jagannath Puri?
No.
Prabhupada said, forests are in the mode of goodness. Cities are in the mode of passion. Brothels are in the mode of ignorance. Temples are in the mode of pure goodness. Temple, Prabhupada said, is Vaikuntha. He said, all of our ISKCON temples are Goloka Vrindavan, Vaikuntha Loka. And I think all of us have experienced. Many devotees come and tell me, Prabhuji, as soon as we get out of this gate, no, again the bombardment starts. And as soon as we get inside, no, we feel zapped by the spiritual atmosphere here. Right? So we don't have to go to all other places. Yes, we can go for yatras, but don't think that just in order to worship deity every day you have to go to different holy places. Just come regularly to Radha Gopinath Mandir. If we can't go to all different ISKCON centers abroad, Prabhupada recommends, at least we can come to Radha Gopinath Mandir. And then when we come to the temple, what should our attention be on? Definitely seeing the deity, but not just the deity, associating with the devotees of the Lord. He who does not associate with the devotees of the Lord and simply worships the deity is called a Kanishtha, low class devotee. Our Nityanand Prabhu was telling a story from the Shri Sampradaya, and he was telling very famous story. Kanchipurna was a great devotee of the Lord, and he was living in the city of Kanchipuram. He was worshipping the deity form of Varadaraj. Varadaraj would personally talk to Kanchipurna.
Right.
And it was the summer season, so Kanchipurna would regularly fan the Lord. Of course, we should know Kanchipurna is a pure devotee, but the Lord is simply teaching us through Kanchipurna. Not that Kanchipurna is a Kanishtha. So, one devotee came to Kanchipurna and said, you can talk to Varadaraj, no? Will you go and ask Lord Varadaraj whether I will go to Vaikuntha or not? So Kanchipurna came to Varadaraj and said, my dear Lord, this devotee wants to know whether he will go to Vaikuntha or not. The Lord said, 100%, because he is attached to you. What to speak of him? Anyone who is attached to a devotee like you, immediately will go to Vaikuntha. Kanchipurna left. Next day when he came, he had a doubt in his mind. He thought, he will go to Vaikuntha, but I didn't ask about myself, you know. So Kanchipurna came and asked Varadaraj, my dear Lord, you said he will go to Vaikuntha. Will I go to Vaikuntha? The Lord became heavy with him, you know. The Lord said, what do you think? Simply by worshipping a deity form, you'll go to Vaikuntha? By worshipping, simply worshipping a deity, you can't go to Vaikuntha. What should I do? In order to go to Vaikuntha, you have to serve a devotee and become attached to a devotee. Kanchipurna said, goodbye, Varadaraj ji. I have served you, Lord, but you are only saying you can't send me to Vaikuntha. I am going to look for a devotee. From Kanchipuram, he came to Srirangam. And there, the disciple of Alabandar, Yamunacharya, Mahapurna was residing. Right. So Kanchipurna disguised himself as a cowherd boy and came and started serving Mahapurna very humbly and menially. And Mahapurna became so attached to Kanchipurna, he used to call him very casually, he is my boy, Nam Pillai. Right? Nam? Nam Payal, Nam Payal. He is my boy, my darling. Right? He said, my boy. He became so attached to him. So one day it was raining very heavily, and Kanchipurna in his disguise as cowherd boy came back with the cows. It was dark in the night. Mahapurna was thinking, my child, my fellow, my boy, he must be wet, I should take him some clothes. So he came with a lantern and he saw that Mahapurna, because his clothes were dry, cowherd boy's clothes, he had put his original clothes, right, dhoti and kurta and tilak. Kanchipurna came close and said, hey, who are you? Mahapurna came and said, hey, who are you? Said, I am Kanchipurna. Mahapurna became very embarrassed. My God, I took service from such a great devotee like you. Whatever is going on, no, is between you and Varadaraj, you settle it. Why you are bringing me in? Right, I have to take service from a great devotee like you. Meanwhile, Varadaraj was feeling very hot. He said, I am missing my devotee. So he sent a message, Kanchipurna, please come back. So Kanchipurna came back and resumed the service of fanning Lord Varadaraj. Through this story we can clearly see, he who is simply attached to a deity is Kanishtha. Along with a deity, one must be attached to the devotees of the Lord. And thus, when one comes to the temple, it is a holy place. Prabhupada says the combination of a deity and a devotee is a first class combination. Third benefit is to overcome non-devotional tendencies. First is empiricism. Trying to understand Krishna by logic. Right. One time a reporter came to Prabhupada and said to Prabhupada, can Krishna create a stone which he cannot lift? If Prabhupada said yes, he can create a stone which he cannot lift, that means he cannot lift. How can he be God? If Prabhupada says no, he cannot create a stone, that means he cannot create. How can he be God? Prabhupada replied, yes, Krishna can create a stone which he cannot lift, and then he will lift it. That is why he is God. Our logical understanding does not apply to Krishna. We try to use our logic, but when you start doing deity worship, no logic applies there. One devotee came and asked Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, this was in Kolkata, Krishna's flute was put ulta. Right. You know that Krishna's flute has a mouthpiece. So he blows hole and then there are finger pieces, holes, finger holes. So the flute was put ulta. So the finger hole was at the lips. So this devotee said, Prabhupada, Krishna's flute is ulta. Prabhupada said, Krishna's flute is ulta or sulta. Krishna can play a flute from any direction. That is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Don't use your logic here. Right. That is the deity form of Krishna. You can't use your logic in Krishna's deity. Right. Krishna is beyond any logical understanding. So by deity worship, one's empirical tendency is simply using intelligence. Goes down, you start accepting facts for what they are. Second, callousness. You know what has happened with most people in the age of Kali? We deal with machines so much, we feel everything is in my control. And you become callous. Ek button dabao, Pepsi aa jayega. Ek button dabao, TV shuru ho jayega. Ek button dabao, so many things are happening. So we start feeling we are in control. So when we come to Krishna consciousness, this controlling mentality cannot work. We have to become humble and helpless. So Krishna consciousness, worshipping deity, makes you helpless, submissive, dependent. You understand that you are not in control. And practically every pujari can vouch for this, that when you go for dressing the deity, you are not in control. When you use your mobile phone, you may be in control. But in front of Krishna, no. One of our Gopalji's pujari was telling story. Here, our Gopalji, right. He was telling story what happened with him. He was dressing Gopalji for several years. Right. Almost 3-4 years. At least 400 to 500 times he had dressed Gopalji. And Gopalji's crown is put on a small pin cushion. Pagadi is tied. Right. And he had become so expert. If you do something for 200 to 300 times, you're expert. Become so expert that he would do it in less than 2 minutes. Tuck, 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 finish. Right. And then he would have a lot of time to make designs and all of these things. So one festival day, he decided, the night before, I am going to make this design, I am going to make that design, I am going to worship Krishna in such and such way. Right. I am going to do this and that, worship Krishna in a certain way, put gopi dots like that, put crown like that. He came for dressing the next morning. Everything planned, full length too. Right. Thinking, I am going to dress Gopal like this. And then he came. You know what happened with him? For 50 minutes he could not put that one pin cushion with cloth. That in those days the time for dressing would be 6:55, we would have to stop. Till 6:50 he was struggling. Finally at 6:55, somehow or the other it was put. Where is gopi dots? All time is gone. He was frustrated like anything. Darshan in those days would open at 7:15. Right. Bhoga was taken off, 7:10 bhoga taken off. 5 minutes for darshan to open and this pujari is standing there inside the altar looking at Gopal, what's your plan, you know. And at 7:13, all what he had put on fell down. 2 minutes for darshan now. And Rupa Ruganath Prabhu was the head pujari, told this pujari, put, come on quickly, darshan has to be opened. This pujari said, give up, I am not the controller here, I can't do, if you want you put, I am not going to touch Gopal's DT today. And then Rupa Ruganath Prabhu climbed on the altar and took this much tag and put it on that crown and just stuck it for the time being. Darshan opened, right, everyone took darshan. He said, now we'll close the darshan and put it properly. So close the darshan, he came to the pujari and said, do it. The pujari was saying, I am not going to do it today, Gopalji is not ready. He said, go, do it, no problem. So he went on the altar, 1.5 minute everything was done. Just 1.5 minute, you see. So when you do DT worship, you cannot be careless. You realize that you are not in control, Krishna is in control, so this non-devotional tendency goes away. And finally, one's impersonalism goes away. By dealing with machines, we have become so impersonal. Houses don't have names. Previously, homes would have names. Now they have numbers. Right. Home numbers. When you go to school, roll numbers. Right. When you have bank account, ATM card numbers. No names. Impersonalism has come in. So when we deal with the DT also, we deal very impersonally. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur once called one pujari and chastised the pujari. You are sleeping under the mosquito net, but you have forgotten to put the mosquito net for the Lord. Right. So DT worship makes you more personal. Offering food, dressing him, bathing him, putting mosquito net, putting him to rest. So in this way, non-devotional tendencies are taken care of. Next. To steady the unsteady mind. All of us have experienced that the mind is very unsteady. It is like a wild horse running here and there. The wild horse of the mind is running to this sense object, that sense object. But if the wild horse is bought and tied to a stud, can't run here and there. Similarly, the wild horse of the mind, when it is tied to the lotus feet of Krishna, cannot run here and there. To focus the mind on the holy name, very difficult. Mind is running here and there. Focus mind in class, very difficult. I know a lot of time has gone and very difficult to hear. Mind runs here and there. But to take darshan of the deity, to dress the deity, serve the deity, quite absorbing. So deity worship helps steadying the unsteady mind. Next. Engagement for all the senses. All of us have experienced when we come to the temple, aarti is going on. In our nostril comes the beautiful ISKCON agarbatti fragrance. When you go outside, they say, humko ISKCON ka agarbatti chahiye. Wo aapka wo wala, jo mandir mein jalate ho. That fragrance zaps us. The beautiful flower garlands, the fragrance zaps us. With our nose we smell. With our eyes we see the beautiful form of the Lord, so beautifully decorated. With our ears, as the aarti is going on, we hear the kirtan. With our tongue, we taste the tulsi offered to the lotus feet of the Lord, or prasadam. And with our sense of touch, we can touch the lotus feet of the deity. Someone might say, all of us are not qualified to go. So every morning when you come, there is one crown. People are confused. Why they put crown on our head? On the crown is the two lotus feet of the Lord. It's offered to the Lord. It's called a shatari. And then when you come, all devotees come. And sense of touch, the lotus feet of the Lord are put on your head in the form of the crown. So all senses are simultaneously engaged as we engage in the worship of the deity. Next. Detachment. We get detached from the bodily concept of life. We get detached from the sense of proprietorship. Right. Prabhupada used to say, you dress the deity beautifully, your tendency to dress nicely will go away slowly. You are detached. And if you carefully observe, most great kings and businessmen have made Krishna as the center of their life. We know that when the Radha Govind, the deities, were attacked by Aurangzeb, these deities came to Jaipur. Maharaj Jai Singh was ruling at that time in Jaipur. Maharaj Jai Singh was a devotee of Lord Krishna since 7 years of age. But his family guru was the Ramanandi Sampradaya sadhus. They said, Lakshmi is married to Narayan, you can worship Lakshmi Narayan together. Sita is married to Ram, Sita Ram can be worshipped together. But Radha and Krishna are not married, so you can't worship the deity of Radha and Krishna together. He wrote a commentary called Brahma Bodhini himself. But they didn't agree. Finally, the deity of Radharani had to be separated from Govindadev. She was kept in a different room. Right. He was thinking, the Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta is in trouble. Jai Singh wrote to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur sent Baldev Vidyabhushan to Jaipur. When he came in front of the Ramananda Sadhus, they said, which Sampradaya do you belong to? He said, Madhva Sampradaya. Do you have your own commentary? He said, no. Write your commentary and then discuss. So he went to Jaipur in a place called Galta Ghati and he composed a Bhashya on the Vedanta Sutra. Personally, the deity of Govinda dictated the Bhashya to him. And therefore he named that Bhashya Govinda Bhashya and offered it to the deity of the Lord. He came and he defeated all the Ramanandis. And now, once again the deity of Radharani was together with Krishna, Govinda Dev. In the year 1714, Jai Singh, in his palace, there was a garden called Jainivas, made a beautiful palace for Radha Govinda and for 21 years worshipped Radha Govinda there. After 21 years, in the year 1735, he built a huge temple in the center of the palace compound, and his palace he moved it to the side.
Right.
And he installed Govinda Dev as the center of the kingdom. Said, Govinda Dev is the king and I am simply a minister. And he changed the seal also. The Raja Mudra was Shri Govinda Charana Savai Jai Singh Sharan. Jai Singh comes at the lotus feet of Shri Radha Govinda Dev and has taken shelter. You are the king, I am the minister. Prabhupada quotes example from recent times. The owners of the Raymond's industry, Padampat Singhania.
Right.
Prabhupada says, the family of Padampat Singhania gives example. Says, Padampat Singhania's family had a big temple of Dwarkadish. And what did they do? Dwarkadish temple had a huge property. Padampat Singhania took a certain land from the deity's property on rent from the deities. And he would pay rent to the deities every month.
Right.
That was the Raymond's factory, Raymond's company.
Right.
Paying rent to deities, Dwarkadish, because the property belongs to him. We are simply tenants here. And Prabhupada said, the mother of the Singhania family, what she would do? All the brothers would have to come for Mangalarti in the morning. If any brother would not come, 10 rupees fine.
Right.
And the priest would go saying, sir, your mother has said you didn't come for Mangalarti yesterday. Please pay fine. In this way, Prabhupada explains that when the center would be the deity, then detachment, the sense of proprietorship is not there. Even in the household, when the deity is the center and the deity becomes the proprietor. And recently I was reading on Archana conference, someone asked question, why do we circumambulate the deity? Many devotees had this question. One is Pada Sevanam, our feet are engaged in service of the Lord. But one nice answer was given on the Archana conference. They said, whenever you want to make a circle, you need a center.
Right.
So when we make a circle around the deities, it is to indicate that the deities are the center point of our life. And in this way we became detached from the bodily concept of life. Next. What are the requirements to worship the deity? So we have finished benefits. Now what are the requirements? Number one, shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. Shri Vigraharadhana Nityanana Shringaratan Mandira Marjanadav. When one takes shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, he teaches us how to worship the deity form of the Lord.
Next.
We need to be initiated a Brahmana. We need initiation into the Gayatri Mantra. That means we should be born a Brahmana? No. Whatever we may be born, if we get initiated from the spiritual master, we can worship the deity form of the Lord. What about uninitiated devotees? Simply by seeing the aarti, seeing the deity, offering pranam, namaskuru, we are actually worshipping the deity. And then Prabhupada relaxed the standards at home. Even if someone is not an initiated devotee, he can worship the deities according to the standards sent by ISKCON. Next. Prabhupada said, the ornaments for the deity, requirements to worship deity, three things. First, punctuality and cleanliness. Second, good chanting. And third, bold preaching. If one has these three things, then one can worship the deities with love and devotion. Next. Worship procedures. There are three procedures. One is called Vedic, second is called Tantric, and third is called Pancharatri ki. Vedic has a lot of mantras and also demigod worship, worship of demigod deities. So all different complex mantras to be chanted. Tantra has a lot of mudras, all different kinds of mudras to be performed. And also Tantra has got tamoguna, rajoguna worship also. So what did the Lord do? The Lord combined the two to form Pancharatriki. From the Vedas he took not demigod worship, Vishnu worship. And from the Tantra he took not tamoguna or rajoguna worship, sattvaguna worship. So what is Pancharatriki vidhi? Worship of Lord Vishnu according to the standards of mode of goodness. Why is it called Pancharatriki? Because the Lord personally instructed Lord Brahma in 5 nights. Pancha Ratriki night. And then Brahma told this knowledge to Bhrigu Muni. And Narad Muni came to Vrindavan. He took bath in the Kusum Sarovar. He got body of a gopi, Naradi gopi. His heart was saturated with Braja Prem. He participated in the Lord's pastimes. He sat down on the banks of Kusum Sarovar and wrote down two important books. One is Narada Bhakti Sutra and second is Pancharatra Vidhi. So our worship in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya is not based on Vedic or Tantric worship. It is based on Pancharatra given by Narad Muni. Why? Number one, Pancharatra is meant for Kali Yuga. Number two, it is meant for people who are not qualified according to the Vedic standards. Finally, the conclusion. There are two vidhis mentioned, Bhagavat Vidhi and Pancharatriki Vidhi. Bhagavat Vidhi means hearing and chanting the names and the glories of the Lord, and Pancharatriki Vidhi means worshipping the deity form of the Lord. Both of these are like parallel railway tracks. In ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada established both deity worship and hearing chanting. If we hear and chant the glories of the Lord and the names of the Lord and also engage in deity worship, these two tracks will take the train of our life back home, back to Godhead. So Bhagavat Vidhi and Pancharatriki Vidhi are the parallel railway tracks. So a short recapitulation of what we discussed. The topics covered today were: what is the need for a deity? What is the identity of a deity? Types of deities, benefits of worshipping deities, requirements, worship procedures, and the conclusion. Next. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So we have Pancharatri Vidhi also and Bhagavat Vidhi also, side by side. Deities and the holy name. So it's already 3:05. Interesting announcements for today. One is that at 4:30 we are having Archanam in the garden behind there. The Jalakrida Leela of Shishi Radha Gopijan Vallabh will take place. So kindly come and participate. Also after Prasadam there will be a video show, the Krishna Vision show. All the Radha Krishna deities of ISKCON will be shown here on the screen with wonderful music by Krishna Prem Prabhu. So all those devotees who are interested can come and also kindly participate in this. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.